2 changes to 3. Almost no time passed in the bathroom, but there's no sign of the woman. How did she vanish into thin air? 1. 3 years later. Amber. I step into the elevator, propping the door open with my foot to hold it for the group approaching.
Thanks.
A deep voice resonates in the small space. A large hand tattooed with the phases of the moon wraps around the door. It's attached to a blue-eyed giant of a man. Underneath his faded t-shirt and tattoos, he's got muscles like Conan the Barbarian. He could probably eat me for lunch and still be hungry. 2 younger men, just as hulking in size, flank him. Shaved heads, a mess of piercings, and more tattoos. I have to stop myself from recoiling. What are the Hell's Angels doing in my apartment building?
Don't show fear.
The first thing I learned in foster care.
Study the threat.
Again, foster care, though the lesson carries over to the courtroom nicely. I draw myself up to my full 5'3" height. No matter that I barely come up to the shortest guy's shoulder, I'm a badass too. Maybe I don't have giant ear gauges or an eyebrow piercing. Ouch, talk about suffering for fashion. But I'm wearing pointy pumps. They're pinching the hell out of my feet, but with a 3-inch spike heel, they'll double as a weapon. Visiting someone in the building? My voice has a dubious lilt. I'm not actually a snooty bitch, but when my safety is compromised, the claws come out. The first guy gazes down at me and the corner of his mouth twitches. No. At least this guy looks somewhat normal, except for his huge size. Scratch Conan the Barbarian. This guy is all Thor, right down to his square-jawed good looks. I don't normally go for huge and muscled, but damn if he doesn't have my lady parts tingling with new awareness. I stifle any fantasies about what it would be like to be manhandled by such a guy. And manhandled? Seriously? When have I ever wanted to be manhandled? The 3 men file onto the elevator, choking the small space. The 3 thugs. Like the 3 Stooges, except with more piercings and tattoos. There's so much testosterone in here, it's a wonder I can breathe. Heat rushes up my inner thighs. I lean against the wall, hoping these guys aren't up to no good. I don't want to judge, but I wouldn't have survived my childhood if I ignored a threat. And these guys look rough. Their presence makes my skin prickle. Not the stomach roiling of a full-blown vision, but a slight buzzing that can only mean one thing. Danger. I stare at Thor's barreled chest, the raised contour of muscles standing out under his t-shirt, and curse my nipples for beating up at such an obvious display of masculine power. What in the hell is wrong with me? I rarely get turned on by men, and my hormones choose this moment to rev into gear? Choose this motorcycle-driving he-man? He's probably a criminal. I cock a hip and wait for him to explain why they are here. He says nothing, but one of the younger guys smirks at me. My hand flutters to my neck, ready to knead away the tension at the base of my skull. I cover the defensive gesture by checking to make sure my updo is secure before pushing the button for the 4th floor. Which floor? I ask in my best, I could kick your ass in court tone.
Same as yours, Thor drawls.
Is that a come on? Or a threat? Are they following me? No, that's silly. They could have just grabbed me in the parking lot if they wanted. I heard their motorcycles roll up, but I never imagined the riders were coming in here. Thor looks at me, though I refuse to meet his eyes. I hold my briefcase in front of me like a shield until the elevator stops and the doors slide open to my floor.
Please don't let them be after me.
Paranoia, my old friend. I'm being skittish here, but the whole reason I'd moved into an apartment building instead of buying a house was to feel safe.
You'll never be safe.
Cell phone at the ready, I wait for the motorcycle gang to get out first. Let's see if they actually have